Dr. Berg, on Kevin Evans. Kevin's 14 years old. 11 days ago, he got injured in a football game where they landed on his right leg. He had numbness in his foot, so he was taken to the emergency room and x-rays of his knee and his leg were obtained, and on reviewing these, I didn't find the abnormality, period. On physical examination, he was in a posterior splint. This is removed. He has thickness and some minor tenderness at the distal one-third of his left, or correction, of his right anterior compartment, C-O-M-P-I-A-T-R-M-E-N-T. Neurologically, it's fully normal. There's no tingling. There's no numbness. His extensors work perfectly normal. I had him do I pumped his leg several times and no problem, so then I had him stand on this and do toe raises, 10 of these, and there was no change. So there's no evidence of a compartment syndrome, C-O-M-P-I-T-R-M-E-N-T, syndrome, S-Y-N-D-R-O-M-E. So he might have contused, C-O-M-T-U-S-E-D, deep peroneal nerve, D-E-E-P-P-E-R-O-N-E-A-L, without a compartment problem. But I'm going to order a shin splint and then have advised him to watch for any numbness in that foot. I want it to be reconditioned by his coach. Now, in another football injury 3 years ago, he did crack his acetabulum, A-C-E-T-A-B-U-L-M, and he's having catching and popping in his hip now. On exam, he has full flexion extension, internal rotation is 20, external rotation is 40, and both hips. I rolled it around several times, and I could not get it to catch or click, but when he does catch or click, it is in the groin area. So the concern is whether he has a tear of the labrum, L-E-B-R-U-M, so I'm going to get an arthrogram MRI of his right hip. And so we'll see him follow up with that, and of course we'll see how his leg is doing, if there's any problems with that, period.